Let's talk about mission statements. Gosh, remember them? We all had mission statements of this is what we're going to do, this is what we stand for, this is what we believe in. And they were written, worked on, and some were incredibly long, some were very short, and then put to one side. 2020 is an interesting year. How many people have revisited, reviewed their mission statement? How many mission statements are still relevant? How many companies even know, or people even know what their mission statement is? And I guess there's a lot of people out there going, why do we need a mission statement? Well, there's a lot of reasons why you need a mission statement, and there's a lot of reasons why some are good, some are bad, and there's also a lot of reasons why people write them and forget them. But actually, 2020 has proved one thing, that, you know, having a clear focus, a clear set of goals, clear set of values, is going to help those who work for the company better understand what it is you're trying to do in these challenging times. So what is a mission statement then? Well, it's about your business aspirations, your objectives, and the approach that you have. It differs from a vision. Remember all those, you know, vision, mission, values. It differs from a vision because a vision is about your purpose and your goals. What is it you want to achieve? You know, the vision of putting a man on the moon began with a mission to get the people to the moon. And then we have the other, if you like, the third part of the triumvirate, which is values. That's what the company believes in. It's how the people behave. It's how they respect each other. It's how you interact and behave and respect your customers, your suppliers, and your stakeholders. And values matter hugely in the 21st century. People don't work for an employer anymore purely because it's a safe job, it pays well. First of all, there are no such things, I don't believe anymore, as safe jobs. If anything has shown this year, the ability to be independent actually now has a lot more going for it than the ability for a guaranteed paycheck. But also the values are something that you need to reflect on yourself. And companies are recruiting people based on their values because it aligns with what the people want to do. So 2020 is the year when really, you know, take out your vision statement, your mission statement, dust it off, have a look at it, and see if it's still really fit for purpose. You know, what has changed? How have your values changed in regard how you treat your customers, your suppliers, your stakeholders, etc.? And more importantly, your staff, now that, you know, we're having to furlough people or ask more of people in different ways, maybe ask them to work from home. And what do your values mean when you ask them to come back to work and they're not comfortable with getting on crowded tube trains and so on and so forth? So what are your values now and what do they look like in the future? And what is your vision? Has your vision changed? Is it different? Yeah, one of the words of 2020 we will hear, I'm sure the Collins English Dictionary have already got it on their shortlist of the word of 2020, and that's the word pivot. It's a word I hate, to be fair, because it doesn't actually mean anything. It just means a change of direction, a change of focus. It doesn't tell you where or what to. It's just not the same. So actually pivoting, I understand why people use it, but it doesn't actually tell you anything. So what is your vision? Have you had to change and adapt it? But I started off by saying this is about your mission statement. This is about who you are. So what is a mission statement? Well, it tells you who you are as a company. What is it you're trying to achieve? What are what is it that drives you towards your vision, which is what you want to get to? How do you operate? How do you construct yourself as a business? What is your mission in terms of putting the people, the processes, and the technology together to deliver what it is you want as a product to your consumers? Has your customer changed? Have your supplier changed? How you're winning business, has that changed? That will impact your vision, your mission as well. Are you following a different path, strategically or operationally? Or are you doing things exactly as before? And how does everyone contribute now? Has that changed? How has management changed? How has managing people changed? But also, how has management structure changed? So keeping your mission statement short, simple, effective, easily understandable and easily measurable. Some mission statements are very simple, very effective. Some of some are not so, let's be honest. So a good mission statement, for example, way back, Microsoft came out with a mission statement that says they wanted a computer on the desk in every home. Now you're going, hang on a bit, but Microsoft is a software company. Yes, exactly. They knew that building their software would mean having a computer in every home. So even though they're a software company, they recognized what it was they wanted to achieve way back then. Very simple. Yes, we're not quite there yet, but gosh, we're a long, long, long way from where they started. And there are bad mission statements. One of the ones I particularly don't like, is Facebook. It's to connect with friends and the world around you on Facebook. Well, it's Facebook's mission statement. So why do they have to put their name on the end? What is it about? Yeah, we've got to have our name in it. Why? Bragging, I suppose. And I'm not sure that people have 5,000, 10,000 friends. They may have 5,000 or 10,000 connections. Well, maybe that's just me getting into a rant. The point is, mission statements are that. They mean something. They go to the heart of the business. They go to the heart of what it is you're trying to do. So one thing before the end of 2020, look at your mission statement. Look at your vision, your objectives, your values. But look at your mission statement. Is it still current? Is it still relevant? Does it still stand up to what it is you're trying to do today? Look at your mission statement. That will tell you where you're going. If it's wrong, then you need to adapt it. But the point is, going through the exercise of clarifying your mission statement is quite a good and cathartic exercise in terms of structuring the business for the future. 2020 is a significant year in terms of change. So let's make 2021 a better year. And let's start with understanding what our mission is for 2021. My name is John Fuggles. I work for Mission 23. Yes, the company is called Mission 23 because we are on a mission to help companies improve their performance, their operations, and their profitability. That's our mission. Very, very simple. What's your mission? Thank you.